This is Gary Williams, 610 KCSR, Standard, Nebraska. Again, your starters in this one, Leland, Chomper, Arns, Westby, and Ramsey. For Chandron, it is McCartney, Ferguson, Bunk, Carnahan, and Salone. Cardinals in the road blacks tonight with the red trim around him. Meanwhile, Sydney coming out in the home whites with the red numerals and black trim. They are playing their intro video. We saw this on Friday when we were down here. Want to let you know that Dean Nitch in Studio 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Chandron Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chandron Chiropractic in downtown Chandron. So the video started playing, then it cut off. Then the PA announcer tried getting into the starting lineups, and then the video played again. And so a little bit of a ha-ha moment there. Dodge County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record searches and escrow closings, and proud supporters of our area athletes in Dodge, Sioux, and Chariton County. Thrive in financial expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chattering, 430-0760. Fire Ice Mechanical, your retail partner in Chattering, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know about a ring unit today at 432-67-182. Scooter's Coffee, it's time to warm up this winter. Scooter's Coffee, even though we haven't had much of a cool off this winter, but you still get yourself something good like a sea salt caramelicious or a pistachio white mocha paired with a bacon or spicy sausage breakfast burrito. Western View Real Estate, live and work for the Western View. Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. Of course, the Cardinals are always supported by the Post 12 American Legion, including the Leafs Auxiliary and Sunday American Legion. They're both draft supporters of the Chattanooga Cardinals. As is Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repairs, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing. Jumping center for the Cardinals, Demi Ferguson, the 5'11 senior. And on the other side for the Sydney Red Raiders, it will be Carson Leeling, the 5'9 senior. Chandron moving left to right on your AM radio dial. Sydney moving right to left, and the opening fifth goes to the Cardinals. Ran down by Jaylee McCartney, and we are underway in this C-112 girls' sub-district basketball game. Ball goes to Carnahan on the right wing, and she dribbles out of bounds. It'll be a turnover back to Sydney just 10 seconds in. Sydney ball, Ramsey will walk it across the timeline. First time tonight, the Red Raiders have had the rock. Ramsey straight away inside, looks for Westby. Kick out left wing three. Rattles in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Carnahan comes away with it up to McCartney. McCartney drops it down low to Salone. The layup, got it. Tavera Salone puts the Cardinals on the board first. 2-0 on your Kohler's Law scoreboard. 42 seconds into this one. First quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Arns on the left wing. She'll give it up. Ramsey straight away back to Arns. Arns skip pass far side. Skip pass taken away by Carnahan. Carnahan navigates traffic. Up ahead she'll come. Middle of the lane. Stops. Kicks. Left side. Salone wants to back her way down. Back up top to Bach. To Carnahan. Left wing around traffic. Up top to Bach. Bach stops, swings it right. McCartney off the screen from Demi. Knocked away momentarily. Bach picks it up. Sagan inside looking for Demi and a little too tall. It'll be a turnover on Chandron. Two nothing Chandron. Minute 23 into this ballgame. Ramsey across the S at half court for the Red Raiders. Right wing, Leeling, three on the way. Left it long. Rebound, Carnahan again. Kendall drives, kicks, McCartney. Deep on the right side of the floor, drives. Kicks it back out, Carnahan. Bump fake from the free throw line. She'll give it off to McCartney. Bach long, three on the way. Left off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled in by Stromberger. Red Raiders have it. Chadron bringing extra pressure tonight, too. Here's Westby, right side of the floor into the corner. Goes to Arns. 2 minutes in, Chadron leads 2-0. And we're going to have a travel and a turnover on Sydney. Their first of the night. Still 2-0. Chadron on a basket by Tavares Salone. Here's Bach back to McCartney in the backcourt. McCartney, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Needs help now. Finds Ferguson. Demi on the wing to Tagenbach. Bach off the screen, and we're going to have a foul on Kendall Carnahan. So Carnahan gets the foul on the screen, didn't set herself. And it goes back to Sydney. Ramsey swings it right, Arns. Ball above her head, fires it back. Ramsey in the short corner left side of Schrottenberger has to run it down. Leland out to Ramsey. The drive throws it up. She's strong. Another rebound for Carnahan. Ball up. Bach, right side of the floor. Hands it off Carnahan. Skip pass. Knocked away. Another turnover. Ball up ahead. Westby, the left-handed finish. Can't hit. Second chance won't go. Tip out. Ramsey. Straight away, three on its way. Got it. Three to two. Sydney takes the lead in the first quarter, 3 minutes in. Bach back to the left side. Turns around, comes off the screen from Ferguson, leaves it off for Demi. Demi the long three. In and out. Goodness, that was down and popped right back out. Outlet goes to Ramsey. Red Raiders running. Ramsey, then to get away with the travel. Kick out Westby, three on the way. Left it short, long rebound for the Red Raiders. Ramsey trying to get to the lane. Left corner for Arnes. She'll dribble it back to the top of the key. 4:21 on the clock. Here's Leland right side. Pump faked into a three. Now they'll bring it left side of the floor. Arnes. Arnes. Low block look for Schrottenberger. Backside for Westby. And a nice high-low. With the end result of a Westby layup, it's 5-2 Sydney. Lucy Richling, Haley Wild getting ready to check in. Here's McCartney off the screen, stops and pops the three. Off the mark, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Sydney. Hendrickson, Wild, and Richling check in for Chadron. Meanwhile, five new faces on the floor for Sydney. McCartney to inbound. Right underneath to Demi. Goes up with it. The layup for Demi Ferguson. 5-4 Chadron. They've got it back within a point. This is Jordan DeNovelis. Kick goes to Carly Black. Last wing for Schrader. Schrader in the middle of the lane. Ball loose. Picked back up. That's Dillahay. Kick on the wing. Three on the way. The splash for DeNovelis. And it's 8-4. Friday, Sydney only came away with three makes from the three-point line. I don't think you're going to see that much inaccuracy tonight as Hendrickson fires one, airballed it, and it's taken in by Schrader. Sydney has it, student section letting her know about it. On the wing, another three. That one's down for Schrader. And Sydney hits another three to make it 11-4, and a timeout for Coach Kelsey Scott. We'll take it with them. Our timeout's brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. We're back in 30 on KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Back after Sydney High School, 11-4. Sydney feeling it from deep. They've hit 3 3-pointers in this opening quarter. Cardinals with a basket from Demi Ferguson. And Tavares Salone, Chadron had it down 5-4, and then back-to-back threes by the Red Raiders, and now Hendrickson in trouble. And she's going to turn it over and over and back, Paul. And that's the fifth turnover on the Cardinals here in the first half as Carnahan gets ready to come back in. Hendrickson sits down. Carnahan back in. Ball comes in to Novelis. Onto the right wing, Black. Black trying to find somewhere to go with it. Finds the Novelis. High post, look, Gillahay down the low block. That one's blocked from behind by Richling. Richling out with it up ahead, taking Bach. Bach skip past Demi, knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay Shadron ball. Carnahan will take it out. Carnahan into Bach at the top of the key. Sydney playing a 2-3 zone here, causing Shadron some fits. High post looking, it's thrown away. Back the other way is Denovelis, the crossover, and the foul on Tegan Bach. We'll send Jordan Denovelis to the free throw line for our first free throws of the night. Reese Ritterbush off the bench. First free throw on the way for Denovelis is up and in. Ritterbush is in. Tegan Bach is out. 12-4 your score. Sydney by 8. Free throw up and in. Makes it 13-4. Demi in the backcourt trying to work her way up for the Cardinals. Here's Carnahan in the front court. Stops. Gets it back to Demi. Demi, the jump through, floater, straight on, got it. Demi just split the defenders and banks it in at 13-6. On the left side is Schrader. They'll swing it back up top to Novelis. Kick on the right wing for Carly Black. She'll dribble towards the baseline. Swings it middle, layup won't go. Rebound fought for. Ritterbush comes down with it. Here's Richling, left corner, baseline drive. Trying to go inside to Haley Wild. As Tavares Loan checks back in, Haley Wild's going to check out. Jaylee McCartney's going to come back in as well. Seven-point deficit for the Cardinals. They faced a nine-point deficit on Friday, and Dangner came back to win that one. Here's Salone. Trying to spin, leaves it off McCartney on the left wing. Carnahan dribbles, stops, leaves it off Ritterbush. Her three-point try, knocked out of bounds. And Shadron will get it from the baseline. Here's McCartney again from the baseline. Kick up top. Ritterbush, the drive, has it stripped right away out of her hands. Here's Westby to Ramsey. Leland, the three. Oh, my. Leland hits the three, and it's 16-6. Sydney hitting shots tonight. They did not hit on Friday. Ferguson, as we go under a minute here in this first quarter. McCartney on the right wing. 16-6 your score. Inside looks to Leland. Thrown away. And it's going to stay Cardinal ball. Tegan Bach back in. Ritterbush out. McCartney from the baseline. Into Bach on the wing. Into a three. Missed everything. That's going to be lost off of the Red Raiders' hand. I believe Westby was the last one to touch it with 47.6 seconds left in this opening quarter. 16-6 your score. Sydney by 10. Ball comes in to Carnahan straight away. Carnahan, little head non-drives. Has it stripped away. Back the other way, Leland goes up with the left hand. She is fouled and will get a pair of free throws. Foul goes on Tavares Saloon. That is her first, team's third. Leland at the free throw line. On the season for Leland, she's a 65% shooter. Hits that one. Second free throw. Got them both. Sydney lead is 18-6. Demi looking for help. Clock down to 35 seconds. McCartney just trying to dribble around everybody. Leaves it up for Carnahan. Carnahan, skip pass. Demi, three on the way. Got it. Buries it. Demi's got seven of the nine, and it's 18-9 with 20 seconds left. Ramsey straight away goes right side. That's Arnes. Skip pass Leland. Back up to Ramsey. Arnes, right side of the floor. Clock down to 10. Sydney holding for one. Cardinals trailing by nine. Skip pass far side. Sydney's going to turn it over with 4.9 left. Ball comes in. Carnahan. Carnahan stops, stay low, and going up at the buzzer. She'll draw the foul with 0.9 seconds left and go to the free throw line. Ball came into Carnahan. She whipped it over to Saloon, and Severa went to the basket. That foul on Peyton Schromberger, that's the first for Sydney on the night. We've had a relatively clean first quarter. Saloon coming in on the year as a 63% free throw shooter, and it's the first. Second one, got them both. Tavares got four, and it's 18-11. Shot at the buzzer, won't go. And after one, the Cardinals trail 18-11 in the C-112 sub-district semifinal. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 1 minute on KCSR and Shadrat.com.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Chadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Sydney Ball and the lead start this second quarter. It's 18-11. Starters on the floor for both squads. Right side is Arnes. Into the low corner. Right side is Schromberger. Schromberger skip past Ramsey. Has it back on the volleyball line. She'll center it up. Look high post for Westby. Then cuts back door. Ramsey blocked by Demi Ferguson. Cardinals coming back the other way. Demi to the corner. Out to Tavares. Saloon drives. That's going to be a charge. Severa put her head down and just kind of moved towards the hoop. And that is Saloon's second foul tonight. .7:26 to go here. First half, ball goes right wing to Arnes. Arnes back up Ramsey. Inside it goes, won't miss, won't go the layup, but the rebound for Schromberger. Swung over to Arnes, and she turns it over. .18-11, 7:06 left, even though nobody has scored yet in this second quarter. Here's McCartney. McCartney, right side of the floor. Drive to the wing, she'll stop, spin. Swings it up to Carnahan. Carnahan looking for an entry pass. She's tripped, no call. Turnover, back the other way. Ramsey spins up with it. She can't hit. McCartney pushes ahead. McCartney stops. High post inside Demi. Looking down low to Haley Wild. That's ripped right away. And the foul on Demi Ferguson. 11 first-half turnovers for the Cardinals right now. Sidney with four. Cardinals have made a three, but Sidney's made three more, and that's about been the difference. A couple of free throws as well for Sidney. Again, 18 to 11. Jordan DeNovelis onto the right wing. It goes Carly Black. Crossover up top to Black. She stops on the low block right side. She backs away. Now trying to spin back in. The leaner won't go off the window. Rebound by Carnahan. Carnahan back up top. McCartney. McCartney to Bach on the right side. Inside look for Haley Wild. That one's lost out of bounds off of Sidney. Shavern ball from the baseline. McCartney to inbound. Ball comes to Carnahan. High post left side. Dobbs kicks. Bach into the corner. McCartney inside for Haley Wild. The post up, and Haley can't hit. Rebound for Demi. Putback won't go. Loose on the floor, and it's going to stay Shadron ball. 5:51 to go. Second quarter brought to you by Skeeter Snappa Auto Parts. 18 to 11 still as Bach gets fouled. Yes. She split two defenders. Took a lot of body there, and finally the official blew his whistle. That's how it goes on Kira Schrader. That's the first for Sidney this quarter. And again, neither team has scored. 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the second quarter. Demi wants to drive out for Bach into a look at a three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Carnahan up. It's blocked by Carly Black. Came out of nowhere and swatted it away. Novelis into the short corner left side. That's Weiser. Down low to Dillahay. Stuck with nowhere to go. Ball's loose on the floor. Sidney will pick it up. Here's DeNovelis. The drive, left-handed scoop. And we're going to have a foul that sends Jordan DeNovelis to the free throw line. And that foul goes on Tegan Bach. That's her second, third on Shadron this quarter. Again, DeNovelis, 5 points. 2 of 2 already at the free throw line and gets the home bounce on that one. Rischling and Bach out. Hendrickson's going to get ready to check back in after this free throw. Free throw on the way. Won't go. Rebound for Sidney. And it'll be turned over back to Chandler. Hendrickson and Carnahan out. 19 to 11. Sidney has scored the only point in this second quarter. And when Sidney's not hitting, this one you want to be making hay. Plenty of time left for the Cardinals to make up some ground. You're trailing by 8. McCartney swings it. Left side in the corner it goes. Inside Ferguson, the layup. Demi Ferguson's got 9 points, and it's 19-13. Down to a 6-point deficit. Top the key, DeNovelis. The drive baseline swung back up top. DeNovelis into a three off the rim. The box out, but nobody went after it. Rebound for Sidney and then taken away by Callie Hendrickson. Hendrickson the steal up ahead. McCartney. McCartney the drive. Wants to go up with the left hand. Haley Wild's there. She's going to get fouled going up and will earn 2 free throws. Foul goes on Dillahay. That is the second team foul on Sidney this quarter. Free throw for Haley Wild. Missed just off the back of the rim. And a line change here for Sidney. Everybody comes back in as Reese Ritterbush gets ready at the Shadron side of the table. Wild one more time. Free throw on its way. Rims it out and back in. Down to a 5-point deficit at 19-14. 4:26 to go on your Kohler's loss scoreboard. Rams into the front court. Far side of the floor. It goes into the hands of Barnes. Take it away. Hendrickson can't quite get it. Sidney picks it back up. And a timeout called by Sidney. Coach Tyler Shaw not happy. He wants to talk. 4:12 left first half. Cardinals trail by 5 on KCSR and Shadrat.com.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start. The kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry. And you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote or coyotes to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Panacast is Sydney, Cabela's Activity Center. 19-14, Chadron trailing Sydney. Halfway through this second quarter, Red Raiders have the ball on the left wing is Westby. Westby skip past Ramsey, corner three on the way. Too strong, nobody to backside rebound, though. Leland comes out with it. Coach Scott not happy that anybody was there. Westby again on the left wing, pass knocked away. Arns tracks it down. Here's Ramsey. Into the short corner, Schrottberger right side of the floor. Westby up top, back to the corner. Baseline drive, and she steps out of bounds. Turnover back to Shadron. That is now the seventh turnover on Sydney, and turnovers are slowly starting to balance themselves out a little bit. Ball comes into Hendrickson. Hendrickson to McCartney, has to come back to it in the backcourt. Ball up ahead to Hendrickson. Hendrickson bounce pass around to McCartney. Into the corner, Ritterbush. Ritterbush back to McCartney, drives. Nice look inside, Demi Ferguson. Beautiful look from Jaylee McCartney, and it's 19-16. Ramsey into the corner it goes. Leland back up Westby, back to Leland at the top of the key. 19-16, Cardinals trail by three, three on the way, and Leland hits her second of the night. Right as Shadron gets it to within three, Sidney fires back up ahead. It comes to Richling. Richling backside looks to Ritterbush. Out to Hendrickson. Hendrickson, free throw line jumper on the way, blocked. Taken away by Sidney. Westby into the front court. Skip pass right in front of us, Ramsey. Far side of flow, Arns, and again, steps out of bounds. Carnahan checks in. McCartney checks out. 22-16, 2:30 before half. Hendrickson handles it in the backcourt. Trying to push around the defense of Westby. Into the corner, Richling. Backdoor look to Carnahan. Carnahan trying to go up, and they're going to call it on the floor. And that foul goes on Carson Leland, her first. And that's Sydney's third in the quarter. Richling will take it out from along. Nope. Ritterbush is going to take it out from along the baseline. Ball into Richling. Richling looking inside for Carnahan. Nowhere to go with it. Now Carnahan comes for help. And we have a foul along the baseline again. That's the second on Schrader. Fouls are starting to even out a little bit, too. Richling looking to inbound it. Comes to Hendrickson back in the corner. Richling up with it. Can't get it through traffic. Rebound pulled in by Denopoulos. 22-16, Sydney leads it. Under 2 minutes here to go before half. Back on the right wing, Denopoulos three. Got it. That's her second of the game. It's 25-16, and all of a sudden, after back-to-back threes, it's a 9-point Sydney lead. The drive for Ferguson out to Carnahan. Back to Demi, stops and pops the three. Left it short, long rebound pulled in by the Red Raiders. Clock down to a minute and a half. Again, Chatterton had it within three at 19-16. Since then, a 6-0 run for Sydney. Inside look, shot up, rolls in. Strottberger hits from the low block, and it's 27-16. Cardinals trail by 11. Timeouts brought to you by Cecil Augustique. We'll keep it right here, and let's take a look at statewide picture on our Kohler's Law scoreboard here. Other sub-district action going on tonight. Gothenburg well ahead of Cozad after three quarters. We're trying to find Minden Kearney Catholic. Whippets are up 5 in that one. Nobody else really out this direction in Class C2. Baird and Maxwell saw Maxwell driving up to Baird. In fact, Maxwell stopped here in Sydney and had a shoot-around today. Baird up 14-4 in that one right now. Ainsworth and West Holt tied at 17 in Class C2. In Class D1 right now, nobody out this direction. They don't get started. Well, they should be underway, but no score yet. And in D2 right now, Potter Dix is leading Banner County 24-3. Bay Springs, of course, coming up. They play Hyannis as the top seed in the D212. Back underway. Cardinals trail by 11 here with a minute 10 before half. Sydney in the midst of an 8-0 run. Richling. Far side of the floor. Drives towards the baseline. Stops. Up and under. Floater from the baseline. Blocked out of bounds. It'll stay Cardinal ball. McCartney from the baseline. Out to Hendrickson. Hendrickson to McCartney. To the free throw line. Trying to go up left hand. Can't hit. Gets their own rebound, though. Spins out in the corner. Richling, corner three. Got it! Lucy Richling buries a three. And it's 27-19. Has it back down to 8 to the Cardinals. Ball on the near side. Daddy is Black. Carly Black dribbling between everybody. Skips into the corner. Inside look for Weiser. And a tie-up's going to give it back to Chadron with 21.8 left. Goodness, getting ahead of myself here. A lot of energy. A lot of energy in the gym right now. And that's what you want. After last night, when we were at Alliance and it was just kind of quiet, locked down to 15 seconds. Here's McCartney left side of the floor. McCartney looking for help. Finds Carnahan. Carnahan has it stripped. Sydney's going to have a chance. Back the other way is the Novelist to the basket. Shot up, won't go. Sydney with the ball loose on the floor. And we're going to have a foul. A foul on Lucy Richling as the buzzer sounds. And that's the half. At the half, Sydney leads it by 8, 27-19. We're back with our halftime show next on KCSR and Shadrat.com.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Chadron and the surrounding communities. They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The bank farmers, ranchers, and businesses trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Chadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC. Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Chadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Chadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
Lead the way. Good luck to all of our local athletes and teams. Your number one fans at CPA firm Casey Peterson LTD will be cheering you on all the way. And when it comes down to running the numbers, KC Peterson LTD is here to help you with all of your tax, accounting, audit, and assurance, consulting, and wealth management needs. In addition to serving clients in Western Nebraska, KC Peterson LTD also helps clients with tax and financial matters in South Dakota and Wyoming for more than 45 years. For more information, visit kcpeterson.com.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Back out here is, we are at the half. Shadron trailing Sydney 27-19. Sydney ended the second quarter on an 8-3 run to give them the 8-point advantage. Shadron had it down 19-16 within three, and the and Sydney came out and hit a couple of threes in there and got a layup from Peyton Schottenberger in that 8-3 run. Lucy Richling hitting a three, just Shadron's second of the night. Sydney already up to five of them, and those threes really the difference in this one. Sydney is 5 of 6 on free throws. Shadron's 3 of 4, but those three pointers seem to be the difference at the moment. Cut down turnovers a little bit. The end of the first half: 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 turnovers. Sydney finished with 8. Cut those turnovers down. Take better possession, care of the possession, and give yourself more opportunities. You'll be all right. We'll take a break. Come back. And we will have your halftime news from KCSR and ChadRad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The Shadron Federal Credit Union would once again like to invite our members to the annual membership dinner on Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Shadron. It will be a night filled with tons of great prizes and great food. Doors will open at 5:30 with dinner starting at 6. Reservations are required, so please stop in to the Shadron Federal Credit Union or give us a call at 432-2588 to purchase your tickets. It's our 2024 annual member dinner, Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Shadron.
Your halftime news update is brought to you by Shadron Insurance. Shadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. Wyoming authorities say a member of the Sheridan Police Department was shot and killed today while on duty by a man who barricaded himself inside a residence, triggering a standoff with police. Sergeant Nevada Krinke was attempting to serve a trespass warning to a man when he was shot near an intersection close to downtown Sheridan. Sergeant Krinke was transported to Sheridan Memorial Hospital, where he later died from his wounds. The man fled the scene but was located later inside a residence. Officers from the Sheridan Police Department, Sheridan County Sheriff's Office, Wyoming Highway Patrol responded and set up a perimeter. While doing so, they learned the man had barricaded himself inside, leading to other residents in the area being evacuated. Crisis negotiators and members of the Gillette Police Department Tactical Unit also responded to the scene. Sheridan Police Chief Travis Koltiska, a graduate of Shadron State College, said through social media at 2:15 that although the standoff was still ongoing, the situation was contained and there was no longer any threat to the public at that time. Sergeant Krinke had been with the Sheridan Police Department 6.5 years. Chief Koltiska, himself a 22-year veteran of the department and chief the last 3 years, issued a statement on Krinke's death. In it, Koltiska wrote, "The entire department is shocked and saddened by this senseless act and appreciates all the thoughts and prayers from our community." Ongoing investigations being turned over to the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. The Shadron School Board last night rolled over the contract of Superintendent Ginger Meyer for another 2 years. Meyer, who came to Shadron in 2020, had received another sparkling annual evaluation this year. Although all the contract language rolls over for the next 2 years, School Board President Boone Huffman says Meyer's salary isn't settled yet, says the board will review her salary and the rest of the administrative team, comparing them to the other schools in the salary array used by the Shadron District to determine comparability before arriving on a salary increase for the coming year. School Board also accepted 4 resignations. Todd Hastings is retiring after 33 years as a teacher, the last 31 in Shadron, while kindergarten teacher Lauren Collins is moving to Arizona to be closer to family and for a new and exciting position. Art teacher Travis Hensey, himself a product of the Shadron Public Schools, says his personal circumstances are making it difficult for him to do his duties the way he knows is best, and middle school counselor Rebecca Dubs is going into private practice. The board accepted all 4 resignations with deep regret. Thanks for their dedicated service. Huffman says all 4 have consistently gone above and beyond what is expected of them. Board also approved a contract with Michaela Korber to teach ag. Korber was one of the first students to enroll in ag courses when Shadron and I brought them back a decade ago. She's currently the ag teacher in Crawford. And that's your halftime news update brought to you by Shadron Insurance. Shadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Arrow Building Center in Shadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 Shadron.
Back at the Cabela's Activity Center, Sydney High School. 27-19 your score in this C-112 Girls Sub-District Semifinal. Cardinals have 2 quarters of basketball to either pull off the shocker of the Sub-District or we'll see their season come to an end. At 13-12, again 13-11 right now in the season. Another winning season for the Cardinals, but they want a little more than that. Coach Scott, when she took over, she said, it's foolish to think that not everybody's goal is the same, and that's to get to Lincoln. No moral victories, none of this. Well, we made it this far, and we improved. She said everybody's goal is to get to Lincoln. The motto... why not us? On the floor for Shadron to start the second half will be Ferguson, Carnahan, McCartney, Saloon, and Bach. For Sydney, it will be Leland, Kronberger, Arnes, Westby, and Ramsey. That'll be Sydney Ball to start the second half. Westby to inbound. Does to Ramsey into the front court. We're underway. Third quarter brought to you by Price and Schaefer Law Office. Left side of the floor, Arnes with it. Tosses up to Ramsey. Skip pass, far side of the floor. Leland, long three. In and out. Rebound for Tavera Saloon. A good rebound. Tavera made the box out and then ran the ball down. A few times tonight we've seen players get caught with doing that and then not going after it. As Demi misses the three. Kendall can't hit the put back. And a rebound for Sydney. Ball into the corner. Arns gives Leland into the middle of the lane, rolls it in. Leland makes it a 10-point Sydney lead at 29-19. Ball goes to Carnahan in the front court. Carnahan has it knocked away, but into the hands of McCartney. McCartney stops, gives it. Carnahan dribbles in and has her pass picked away. Sydney back the other way. Ramsey stops, gives off Leland, top of the key, right side to Arns. Arns back up top to Ramsey, inside look for Trotberger. Back to Ramsey, splits defenders and lays it in. Beautiful move, Katie Ramsey. Just kind of ducked her head, split the defense, and lays it up. 31-19, a 12-point lead is the timeout. 12-point lead is the largest for Sydney. Cardinals want to talk things over. We're back after the T. Solana Boutique timeout on KCSR and ChadRad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office is 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Back out here to Sydney. Over 6 minutes to go, still third quarter, but a quick timeout from Coach Kelsey Scott. In her first year, took over the job last April after then head coach Eric Hawkins announced his resignation. A 4-0 spurt to the quarter for Sydney. That's how they've gotten their lead from 8 up to 12. Excuse me, got the hiccups. Here's McCartney to inbound it. Looking for Demi. She does. Ferguson right back to McCartney. McCartney drives towards the baseline. Stops, pops the jumper. Too strong. Rebound backside for Stromberger. Ball out to Westby. Westby right side of the floor. Skip pass. Jumper from the wing on the way. In and out. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Bach out to Salone. Salone up with it. Can't hit. Just a little too strong. Carnahan comes down with it and rolls it in. Carnahan, her first basket of the night, and it's down back to 10. Ramsey, left side of the floor, kick out, swing right side, Westby, middle of the lane. Ramsey on the wing, drives the floater, one hand across the lane, banks it in. Ramsey's got seven, and it's 33-21. Cardinals got to get this back to within single digits and keep it there. Richling and Wild getting ready to check back in. Here's McCartney. McCartney, the crossover, leaves it off Demi Ferguson into a three. Left it short. Rebound pulled in by Carly Black on the floor. And Sydney will bring it across the timeline 3 minutes into this third quarter. Baseline look taken by Salone. And Salone goes tumbling into the bench. And substitution is Wild comes in, Richling comes in, and Hendrickson comes in. Ferguson's going to come out. And you can see last time out a little frustration from Demi Ferguson. Coach Scott giving her a water break. This might be the first time she's had a break tonight, to be honest. Ball comes in where Chadron's going to come to the ball. Richling finally does. Jump stop, swings it near side in the front court. Hendrickson. Hendrickson on the wing, McCartney. McCartney, the crossover towards the baseline. Backs it out, brings it back to the top of the key. McCartney almost lost it into the hands of Hendrickson. Here's Salone. Salone trying to back her way down, up with it, won't go. And everybody for the Cardinals getting frustrated. .433 to go, third quarter. game is well within reach for Shadron, but you can see the frustration here from the Cardinals. Ramsey comes right side on the wing, takes it right back, swings it left, Arns into the corner. That's DeNovelis inside look. Hendrickson trying to come away with the steal. Ramsey into the corner, three on the way. DeNovelis left it short, rebound Haley Wild. Out to McCartney. McCartney, head down the floor, high post look for Salone. Salone backs her way in, turnaround shot up, and bounces in. Severa with her first basket since the first quarter. She got six, and it's 33-23. Hendrickson trying to get after it. On the wing is Dillahay. Dillahay goes back to DeNovelis, into the corner of Ramsey. One dribble, leaves it up top for Leland. Inside look for Ramsey, back to Leland. Three on the way. Off the back iron, rebound knocked away, and it's going to go to Shadron. Stromberger checks back in for Sydney. Grischling from the baseline throws into McCartney. 3:30 on the clock. Again, Shadron's got to kind of create. You got to take it to Sydney. That's what you got to do. Need someone that's willing to kind of put their head down and get towards the basket and be able to navigate in tight spaces. Here's Hendrickson, almost shook herself out of her own shoes. Here's Richling on the wing. Inside looks, Salone knocked away. Richling gets it back into a jumper. Too strong. Rebound loose, picked away by Dillahay. Arns pushes ahead. It's a 3-on-2. Leland on the wing. Back to Arns. Dillahay into the corner. That's for DeNovelis. One-handed runner middle of the lane. We're going to have a foul and a box out from Haley Wild. And it's going to be on the shot. So now you'll have Dillahay at the free throw line with Ferguson, Bach, and Carnahan getting ready to check back in. Free throw. Up and in for Dillahay. Her first points tonight. Wild is out. McCartney is out. And Richling is out. One more free throw for Dillahay. Rolls in. Makes it 35-23. Hendrickson picks up her dribble on the right wing and has it stolen away. Ball still in the backcourt for Sydney. Back up top, it comes to Dillahay into the front court corner. Leland, three. And that hurt. Carson Leland hits her third three of the night. It's 38-23. Cardinals now with issues in the backcourt. Demi tells everybody, get down the floor. Ball comes up ahead, Carnahan. Carnahan trying to dribble around traffic. Kicks out Hendrickson. Funk faking, she traveled. Sydney, a 15-point lead, 2:15 to go third quarter. Hendrickson going to bring pressure up, and they're going to put Hendrickson here on Chloe Arns. Meanwhile, Carnahan matched up on DeNovelis, ball loose. Demi Ferguson comes away with it. Up ahead to Hendrickson, backside look, and it's kicked. Looking for Severa Salone. It'll stay Shadron ball. 2:02 left, third quarter. Westby checks back in for Sydney. From the baseline, Hendrickson lobs it in. Here's Salone. Salone trying to go into the low post, and we're going to have a tie-up. It'll stay Shadron ball. Hendrickson from the baseline. She will toss it into Bach into the corner. Tagging off the screen, comes back to the left, drives. Spins out Carnahan on the top of the key. Carnahan free throw line, hands it off Hendrickson. Hendrickson, they're trying to go inside. Ball comes back up top. Bach has her shot blocked. Gathered in by Carnahan. Turnaround jumper. Won't drop in. Rebound fought for, and the tie-up will go to Sydney. Kronberger checks back in. Lily Weiser checks it. Weiser checks out. Minute 35, third quarter. Walking it up as Denobulus comes off to the right side near the high post. Hands it off to Arnes. Arnes backdoor look. Ball loose on the floor. Another tie-up. And it's going to go to Shadron. Carly Black's going to check back in. Hendrickson looking to inbound. Ball comes back. Back to Hendrickson. Hendrickson working to the front court. Swings it right. Here's Ferguson. Demi drives all the way in. Loses it on her way up. It'll stay Sydney ball. Or Chadron ball, excuse me. Ball comes in. Bach looking to Ferguson, gets her pass deflected right back to her. Here's Salon, dribbles right, gives it off to Hendrickson on top. Inside look, Carnahan trying to back her way in, gets it knocked away. Bach skip pass into the corner, Ferguson. Ferguson leaves it off for Salon, spins to the basket, shot up, and she is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Carly Black picks up her first foul. Tavares Salone trying to pull this thing closer with 46 seconds left in the quarter. Rolls in the free throw. McCartney checks back in with 46 seconds left. One more free throw here for Salone. Free throw on the way. Got them both. Makes it 38-25. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Ramsey will walk it across timeline near side. Takes it back mid-floor. On the left side looking for Westby. She's covered up. Now Westby creates space and takes the pass. Buck down to 30. Sydney looking for the last shot. On the wing is Black. Splits the defense. Leaves it out. Three on the way, up and down for Ramsey. Ramsey with 10 points, and it's 41-25. A 16-point Sydney lead. Here's McCartney. McCartney has it taken away. Ball up ahead. Underneath look for Ramsey. The little leave off and the layup for Kronberger on a beautiful pass. And that'll end the quarter. Shadron will trail by 18 with their season on the line. As we head to quarter number four, we're back in 1 minute on KCSR and Shadron.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game or the music concert or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As fall turns to winter and you realize you may have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors to bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back out here into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, fourth quarter, brought to you by Best West, West Hills Inn. 43-25, Sydney, the 18-point lead. Red Raiders are starting to roll. They've outscored Shadron 24-9 since it was 19-16 in the late portions of the second quarter. Up top is Schrottberger, comes back to the right. On the wing, Westby. Straight away, Leland. Leland into the corner, Schrottberger. Back up top, Westby. And Sidney just going to run the weave. And now a layup. Westby found a little hole in the defense. Cut to the basket. It's 45-25. A 20-point lead for Sidney. And a near turnover by Shadron. Ferguson in the backcourt. Walks it ahead. Here's Saloon on the right side. Up top it goes. Hendrickson. Hendrickson, McCartney in the corner. Ferguson far side of the floor. Trying to dribble around her defender. Works back towards the baseline. Has it stripped away by Ramsey. Ramsey a one-on-two. Hands it off. They'll get it back to Ramsey. Ramsey backside look. Westby. The layup won't go, but a foul on Tavares Saloon. Saloon picks up her third, and Westby gets two free throws. Free throw up and in for Westby. Kagan Bach checks in along with Haley Wildley, Richling, and Reese Ritterbush. One more free throw here for Westby. On its way and left short. Rebound for Haley Wild. Ball comes out to Tegan Bach. Bach into the front court. Comes back to the right. Leaves it off for Hendrickson. Hendrickson to Ritterbush. Out to Bach. Top of the key. Bach back to Ritterbush. Here's Lucy Richling. Trying to go inside to Haley Wild. Pass is deflected back. Richling drives, leaves it off for Wild. Shot up. Won't roll in. Rebound, the reverse layup for Wild. On a third try. That time she hit it. The third time's a charm for Haley Wild. Back the other way. The scoop won't go. Rebound, Haley Wild. Cardinals have it. Trailing by 19. Hendrickson, kick back out, Richling. Richling leaves it off, and it's picked away. Westby out in front of the pack. Westby will hit the layup. Westby up to 7 in the game, and a turnover on Chadron. Cardinals threw it away on the inbound. Number 48-27 is Sydney subs in and out. And Sydney likes to go 5-in, 5-out with their bench. From the baseline, Carly Black will throw it in. To the right of the Sidney basket, and it comes to Westby. Has to corral it off the fingertips, up top into the hands of Dillahay. Right side is Black. Black spins all the way in. Nobody's there. And a layup for Carly Black. One spin move, freed her up, and it's 50-27. Sidney the lead. Inside look, Haley Wild. Drop step, shot won't go. And knocked out of bounds by Sidney. Kira Schrader checks in. Ball out on the wing, Ritterbush. Pump fake jumper on the way. Knocked away. Haley Wild. Darren gets another basket. Haley Wild with all four of Shadron's points in the fourth quarter. It's 50-29. 5:15 to go. Cut off is Denovelis, and then the leave, the layup won't go. Rebound for Wild. Hendrickson pushes Richling right side of the floor. Pass is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Chandron ball as Ramsey gets ready to check back in. Ritterbush to toss in. Ball comes in, Bach on the wing. Cardinals trail by 21. Inside, Haley Wild knocked away. Taken by Carly Black. Ball loose on the floor. Black runs it down, hands it off to Ramsey. Ramsey pushes ahead, top of the key, drives right. Kicks in the corner, three on the way from the wing. off the side of the backboard, taken down by Hendrickson. Hendrickson up ahead, Richling. Richling out ahead, stops, turns, throws it up, and hits the bunny. And a timeout called. It's back down to 19 with 4.5 to go. Do the Cardinals have a miracle left? If you're at home, Cardinal Nation, find a miracle and send it to the ladies. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on KCSR and Chadran.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back out here in Sydney, Chadron's going to come out full court press with 4.5 to go, trailing by 19. You're going to have to get some turnovers and hit some shots here. Can the Cardinals put together a perfect 4.5 minutes here? As Chadron goes for the steal, they get it. Ferguson up with it and drops it in. That's a good start as Demi gets the steal in the basket. Down to 17. Ball goes to Ramsey. Red Raiders push it back the other way. The layup missed. Rebound backside for Carnahan. Carnahan up ahead. Saloon. Saloon trying to corral it. And a double dribble. I don't think she ever brought her other hand to it. She never brought her other hand to it. So they're going to call the double dribble. Saloon never brought her other hand up to the ball. Ball comes up, Leland in the corner. Can they get the trap? No, it's into the corner. Arn, skip pass, far side, Ramsey. Ramsey drives, floater from straight on. She hits. Makes it 52-33. McCartney, the drive, knocked away. No state. Chadron ball with 3:36 to go. Ball underneath. Ferguson can't handle it, though. Into the hands of Westby, out to Arnes. Arnes back to Westby. Trap comes. Here to Leland in front of us, and it's going to be lost out of bounds.
Right off the foot.
Arnes tosses in. Here's Westby. Westby to Leland. High post look, Ramsey turns, kicks it back out, Leland. Into the corner. Arnes skip past Ramsey. Cardinals starting to look a little tired with 3:05 left in the game. Jordan Denopoulos checks back in. Haley Wild back in as well. She's going to check in for Lucy Richling here. Ball in. Denopoulos takes it. Spins her way in. Kick back out to Arnes. Arnes up top, Leland, and into the hands of Schrottberger, and right now, Sydney's just going to play keep away. Locked in at 2:45. Coach Scott saying, girls, when they do that, you got to extend your defense. Here's Westby. Back out top it goes. Locked in at 2:35. The drive, the kick into the corner. No shot coming. Sydney will waste the remainder of this game if they can. Locked in at 2.5. And again, Chandron's legs. You can see Cardinals are chasing. And Ferguson's just going to draw the fair, pick up the foul. .220 on the clock here. Ball in underneath. Turn the kick out, and it's going to be turned over back to Chadron with 2:15 to go. Okay. McCartney to inbound. Into the backcourt she comes to Demme. Up ahead, Carnahan. Carnahan off the screen, drives inside. Haley Wild, basket, the foul for Haley Wild. Wild at the free throw line to try to make this a 15-point game. Missed the free throw. Rebound pulled in by Stromberger. Pressure comes. Sydney up ahead. Ball's loose on the floor. Carly Black runs it down. Ball comes back out with 2 minutes left. Then a timeout called by Sydney. 52-35, timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 on KCSR and Chadrad.com. Or we'll keep it right here. How about
one
that?
Recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker. This one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Chadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
Back out here to Sydney. And 52-35, our score right now, 17-point game. Ball to Westby along the baseline, clock down a minute 50. Here's Ramsey, wide open, looking a layup. That'll about do it. It's back to 19. Cardinals, as Carnahan puts up the jumper, missed it. Rebound pulled in, loose on the floor. Carnahan picks it up. Then she's pushed from behind. Foul goes on to Novelis. Gillihay checks back in. Westby checks out. Ball inside. Haley Wild fighting for it. Kicks it out. Ferguson. Ferguson straight away. Three on the way. Missed it. Minute 25 in the game. Cardinals are going to see their season end at 13-12 as Sydney turns it over. Lucy Richling checks in. Demme Ferguson checks out. And what will probably be the final time tonight is Dagenbach, Callie Hendrickson, and Reese Ritterbush get ready to check in. Skip pass. Richling, top of the key. Comes back to McCartney. Here's Carnahan up top. Richling. Someone needs to fire his shot. McCartney takes a three off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled in by Sydney with a minute left. Clock down to 50 seconds and a timeout call. We'll keep it right here. Studio 308, Dean Inch and Studio 308, specializing in science, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 430-1723. Chadron Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chadron Chiropractic in downtown Chadron. Downs County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record services, and escrow closing. Proud supporters of our area athletes in Downs, Dew, and Sheridan County. Thriving Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chadron at 430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your info partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know about a ream unit today at 432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, it's time to warm up this winter at Scooter's Coffee. Hasn't been cold as of late, but try yourself a sea salt caramelicious or pistachio white mocha paired with a bacon or spicy sausage breakfast burrito. Western View Real Estate. Live and work for the Western View. Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. And the Post 12 American Legion, including the Sons of the American Legion and Legion Auxiliary, proud supporters of the Chadron Cardinals. On the floor, you have Ava Pyle, Callie Hendrickson, Pagan Bach, Reese Ritterbush, and J.C. Terman. Also, I'll let you know that Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing of Hay Springs. Foul goes on Hendrickson, her first. Clock at a 41 seconds. Backside look is loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. We're going to have a tie up here. It'll be shattering ball. Hendrickson will walk it up. 30 seconds on the clock here. And Shadron's going to finish their season in the C-112 sub-district semifinals. Finished as the fifth-place team at the Western Conference Tournament this year. Bach tries a three off the side of the rim, and it rolls out of bounds. 15 seconds left to go. Ball comes into the backcourt to Jordan Schnell. Schnell stuck with nowhere to go. And that's taken by Terman. No foul called. And that's going to do it as the clock runs out. 54-35, Cardinals see their season come to a close. We'll take a break. Post-game show is next on KCSR and Shadrap.com.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Shadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Shadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best.
We welcome you into the Butler Ag Equipment postgame show here on KCSR and Shadrad.com. Final score 54-35. Cardinals end their season at 13-12 as Sydney advances. They will play the winner of Gordon Rushville and Bridgeport on Thursday in the championship game of the C-112 sub-district. Shadron again had it down to 19-16 in the late second quarter. After that, it was all Red Raiders from there. They'd outscore Shadron 35-19 the rest of the way and get the 19-point win tonight. We'll take a break, come back, run through the numbers next on KCSR and Shadron.com.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Shadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Chadron and the surrounding communities. They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The bank farmers, ranchers, and businesses trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Chadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC.
Back out here to the Butler Ag Equipment postgame show. Let's run through your numbers. It was 18-11 after a quarter, 27-19 at the half, 43-25 after three, 54-35 was the final. Sydney outscored Chadron 11-10 in the final quarter of this one. Sydney being led by Katie Ramsey's 14, 13 from Carson Leeling, 9 from Jordan DeNovelis, 7 for Kayla Westby tonight, 4 for Peyton Schrontberger, 3 for Kira Schrader, 2 apiece for Carly Black and Ryan Dillahay. Red Raiders went 8 of 10 at the free throw line and 8 three-pointers. Chadron led by 13 from Demi Ferguson, 8 for Spears Paloon, 7 for Haley Wyab, 5 for Lucy Rischling, and 2 for Kendall Carnahan. Cardinals went 5 of 7 at the free throw line and hit 2 three-pointers tonight in this one. Again, Cardinals see their season end at 13-12. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap this one up next on KCSR and Chadron.com.
Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Chadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Chadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 Chadron.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Chadron Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Chadron Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
Homegrown country classics.
Stereo AM 610.
KCSR.
I don't know if we can make it, but maybe let's give it a good try.
We're both coming off of losing, and it ain't easy telling love goodbye.
don't look a thing like her, and I don't guess I measure up to him. Oh, but then maybe together we can get each other over them. Let's get over them together and burn two old memories. Let's get over them together. I'll help you and you help me. Shoulder, and let's go somewhere that's out of sight.
Before this night is over, who knows? Two losers might win and smile again.
Maybe together we can get each other over them. Let's get over them together and burn two old memories. Let's get over them together. I'll help you and you help me. Let's get over them together.
H&R Block in Chadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to AM 610 KCSR Chadron.
Let me be your mailman and I'll always come through. There's no denying, come rain or shine, I'll deliver my love to you. I do things by the letter, you can put your stamp on me. Cause there ain't nobody better for a special delivery. Like Pony Express in the Wild Wild West, I'll ride hard all night long. And I can saddle up fast, get you there first class. I know your heart is fragile, so I'll handle it with care. There ain't no doubt I know love's route, so baby let me take you there. I'll bring you cards and flowers, but I know just what you need. Just give me 24 hours satisfaction guaranteed. Like Pony Express in the Wild Wild West, I'll ride hard all night long. And I can saddle up fast, get you there first class, long before the dawn. You know your mail's gonna get to you, come snow, rain, sleet, or hail. Cause I'm a top flight, hold you tight, get you there by daylight. Tight, get you there by daylight, do you right over night mail.
Buy, sell, trade, or give away. It's Swap Shop, 910 a.m. to 955 a.m., Mondays through Fridays on AM 610 KCSR.
Learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, living to serve. That's the FFA motto. This is William Scabdo of the Sioux County FFA chapter. This message is sponsored by Josh and Leanne Scabdo. To me, that model says that all members of the FFA get to learn about range judging, welding, livestock management, and other skills we need to be farmers and ranchers. After all, farmers and ranchers do feed the world. And the way we see it, that's a pretty good thing. This is William again, thanking Josh and Leanne Scabdahl for supporting the Sioux County FFA chapter.
Arrow Building Center in Chatterton has a February Gherkin Windows and Doors special going on all month. Through the 29th, you can leap into savings of